The executive director of the Beacon-based nonprofit Hudson River Sloop Clearwater has resigned. His resignation comes just 1 week after Clearwater announced it was canceling its annual music festival. Sloop Clearwater executive director Peter Gross has stepped down, citing significant differences of vision between himself and the organization. In a press release issued by Clearwater, he also expressed frustration with what he called long-standing financial and structural challenges within the organization. Gross could not be reached for additional comment in time for this broadcast. Gross has served as executive director since May of 2014. Clearwater Board President Annie Osborne, who also sits on WAMC's Community Advisory Board, agrees the visions are different.
I think the salient sentence is different visions on how to carry out the mission, how to get there. Peter would dearly love to look at that part of our mission statement that says that we take care of the Hudson and her tributaries and the people in the Hudson Valley and similar river systems. And I don't think we have enough resources to do the similar river systems, but we have already been approached by a group in Oregon calling itself Clearwater Columbia or Columbia Clearwater.
She says other requests have come from Afghanistan, Quebec, and India. Osborne says Gross's previous nonprofit work has been focused internationally.
And I see going forward that that's where he would find himself, in sort of a river rescue international kind of a setting. We don't have the resources to do that from our office in Beacon. We really have to tend to our knitting. And I think that this is very much a positive parting of the ways, where Peter can focus on what he loves most, and the rest of us in the staff and on the board and in the membership can get on with what we do best locally.
President of environmental group Riverkeeper Paul Gallet, who just a few days ago was asked to join Clearwater's advisory council, says his Westchester-based organization feels for Clearwater.
Clearwater and Riverkeeper and Scenic Hudson have been patrolling the Hudson together for 50 years. And our missions are really completely consistent with one another. We at Riverkeeper protect the water quality. Scenic Hudson has always been about the land and parks and vistas. And Clearwater has educated three generations of environmental leaders. And we all advocate together. We all work together to keep water issues on the front burner. And we just cannot imagine the time when we're not working with Clearwater going forward. So we're pulling for him.
Osborne says there will not be an immediate search for another executive director so that Clearwater may save money and time, both of which need to be focused on restoring the Sloop Clearwater. As for changing the governance structure of Clearwater, Osborne says,
to be determined.
She describes the structure for the near future.
I am the president of the board, so I'm handling a lot of the inquiries. The internal staff management has devolved to the department heads, which they did the last time very ably for 8 months.
The organization had previously gone without an executive director from midsummer of 2013 until May of 2014. Gallet says good governance is a key part of a nonprofit's survival.
After 50 years, to be a successful organization, you have to have an excellent mission, passionate supporters, a fantastic staff team, and you have to have great governance. And in the conversations I've been having with Clearwater since this all broke, it's clear to me that they're really ramping up their governance, which I think is going to make them stronger coming out of this.
Gross's resignation, announced January 27th on the two-year anniversary of Pete Seeger's death, comes nearly 1 week after Clearwater's announcement that its annual June festival, the Great Hudson River Revival, would be canceled. The reason, says Osborne, is that holding the festival would be too great a financial risk, given the Sloop Clearwater is in the middle of a U.S. Coast Guard-mandated hull restoration that came with an $850,000 price tag. Instead, Clearwater plans to hold smaller monthly music events up and down the Hudson River. The first was held January 24th in Rosendale, and the goal of raising $10,000 was surpassed by $2,000. In addition, Osborne says that since January 21st, Clearwater has received 82 online donations, totaling about $10,000. For WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.